Brian Helsworth here at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia with U.S. Senator Roy Blunt. You're a big supporter of agriculture. You've been talking about agriculture. You come to this. Huge turnout today.
Huge turnout day and great day, by the way, Brian, here at the fair. That probably doesn't get much better weather-wise than right here, but an exciting time for agriculture. You know, we always have challenges in agriculture. The one thing you know for sure about agriculture is a lot of things are going to happen you don't know. And those things are the weather and your equipment's not working the day you want it to and all of that. But the opportunity out there is world food demand and world food need increase so dramatically in the next 25 years or so. We could take advantage of those markets all over the world and really are positioned to do that. We've got to pay attention to our transportation system and our inland ports and ag research. I think that's one of the great things about the USDA deciding to move those ag research jobs from Washington, D.C. to the Kansas City area with access to all our great land-grant institutions in the middle of the country, and frankly, access to the farmers that can become their partners in the research that they're out there doing.
Flooding. It's a huge issue. Is the Corps, will the Corps change your management policy?
Well, I hope so. I think this is, since the 2004 management plan, we've had moderate to high flooding every year but two, with the same rainfall we had in many years before that that didn't produce that flooding. So we're working with the Corps. We've got a real opportunity, I think, here working with both the Corps and the Interior Department to rethink that 2004 management plan as it relates to the southern basin of the river. I'm going to talk more about that here at the fair today, but I think there's a real opportunity to do that. We're talking to the civilian head of the Corps, who happens to be from the Boot Heel in Missouri, R.D. James, talking to the Interior Department saying, look, what we're doing isn't working. This is a good time to just admit it's not working and move forward with a better plan for the river.
Final question for you. The shootings, El Paso, other places. Is there a role for the Congress to do something to prevent the mass shootings? What's your stance on that, Senator?
Well, you know, these shootings are tragic. The violence, even in our state, is a real tragedy. In Kansas City the other day, a little 8-year-old boy got shot while he's in his bed sleeping. A young woman got shot standing by a food truck. Our Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, all too high on that violence scale. Problem is, with these federal solutions, nobody ever proposes a federal solution that would have had anything to do that would have prevented the devastation that we just saw. I think there's some work to do in the mental health front, and on that work, we need to do it in a way that indicates that for sure people with a mental health issue are more likely to be the victim of a crime, not the perpetrator of a crime. But at some level in that mental health world, we need to be sure that there's a way to intervene before somebody does damage to themselves or others. And we need to do that in a way, Brian, that doesn't discourage the 20% of the adult population that has a mental health challenge to step forward and deal with that challenge. We don't want to make mental health a stigma here. We want to make it part of the healthcare spectrum. But I think that's the area where we might be able to move forward. We're already doing that in Missouri with Excellence in Mental Health, all these locations we have all over our state where we're treating mental health like all other health. And I think that's an important part of this violence discussion as we move forward.
Great to see you.